Hello guys, it's your host Alexandria Nicole, and today I'm going to be talking about the Roaring Twenties classic, The Great Gatsby. Now I'm going to be talking about the 2013 version. There is a lot of movies based off of The Great Gatsby, but all of them have the same core, which is they're based off of the 1925 novel by Scott Fitzgerald. If you were not forced to read this in school or decided to become interested in classic literature, you probably know the gist of what the story's about. But if you don't, it's basically about this guy, Nick, who goes to New York during the 1920s, 1922, I believe. And he has a passion of writing, but he's going to live out that American dream and join, you know, Wall Street. He becomes neighbors with the famous and mysterious millionaire, Jake Gatsby. His cousin, Daisy, lives nearby, and he is kind of shoved into the love and tragedy and the chaos of rich people in the 1920s. Now, of course, the book is always different than the movie, and you have to realize that in this film in particular, the 2013 version, they took the aesthetic and the love of the book, not necessarily the plot or the message from the book. It was directed by Baz Luhrmann, who is Australian-born. He is known for his work on Moulin Rouge and the 1996 version of William Shakespeare and Romeo Juliet. Now, I thought that was a really interesting part to know when watching The Great Gatsby. So this director clearly has dealt with movie versions of classic literature, movies that have been done before, but also a time period that is beloved by all. So I thought that was really interesting. Clearly it stole the hearts of a lot of people because it had a box office earning of $353 million, which is a career high for the director Baz. I gotta say, the production of this film is amazing. I think the movie lacks in plot and message, but it does make up in costume design, camera angles, lighting, and everything visual. I think you can watch this movie with the sound off and only on for the parts where there's like that actual songs, because the soundtrack is really cool because they mix modern music with 1920s beats and instruments that were popular during that time. But you can honestly watch this movie silent and you'd be like, oh, this is beautiful, I love watching it. But the acting and the words said, of course they said this, some of the classic lines from the book, which was really cool. And how they actually showed that is they would have a typewriter and sometimes on the screen just show up, so it's kind of like, this is from the book, which reminds people, which I thought was brilliant. But I think, I mean, this is my unprofessional opinion, I don't think I got a message out of this movie, besides that everyone in the 1920s was sweaty, regardless if you were rich or drunk. But let's talk about the production, because I really think this movie gets a B minus for production and visuals. And clearly it did too for critics, because it won 2 Academy Awards, but it was for best production design and best costume design, which totally makes sense. Now, I would say the camera angles is really what stood out to me the most. So during the party scenes or the chaotic scenes while they're in the in the apartment, you know, drinking or doing drugs like people did in the 1920s, it was up close, it was moving around, you felt like you were a part of it. You felt like you had a couple glasses of champagne and you were in the hustle and bustle. And the party scenes, they would zoom out and you would see the huge group of people and you realize, oh my gosh, so many people went to, you know, Great Gatsby's, to his parties, which was quite beautiful. I also liked that when they zoomed out, when they were traveling from Long Island, where all the rich people lived with their mansions, to New York City, You went through this rich and oversaturated and beautiful colors to this dark and gray and poor area, so it kind of shows this transition. I also like that when they had a lot of the scenes of location, landscapes, and buildings, it almost seemed fake in a way. Like, they had the budget, they could do CGI and editing or filming of legit places that looked like that, but they chose to make it almost childish-like and, you know, from your imagination, which I thought was a great way to remind the audience that this is based off of a book. It's based off of a novel. When we're reading a book, we make pictures in our head, and you saw that while watching the film, which I thought was brilliant. Now, I like that when it came to Gatsby, sorry, pronouncing his name is kind of hard, but anyway, they put a light on him to kind of show and idolize him, because throughout the movie, everyone's talking about him. They all make these rumors about him. No one really knows, and it's not towards the end of the movie that you realize who truly he was. And so I kind of like that mysterious, you know, aspect of the film. What they did a lot in one of the best scenes, I think, production-wise, is when they introduce Jay Gatsby. And they did this for a couple other moments, but they would pause or freeze frame when an important event or character was introduced. Kind of like telling the audience, like, whoa, 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 in the middle of this chaos, pay attention. And in one scene particularly, when Nick is about to meet Gatsby, he turns around and there's fireworks going off. He has a thing of champagne. He lifts it up and it's just beautiful. Another scene like that is when Daisy and Gatsby and Nick go to Gatsby's mansion, and Daisy's just in awe of just the elegance and the abundance of, you know, his mansion. And you just see her in front of the house and she just turns around, and it almost looks fake because she's really tiny and it's big and everything's kind of blurry and you just see her. But you have to realize, like, in reality, if you were by a mansion that big, that's what you would see. And I thought that was beautiful. I did like how in the colors, when Nick was in the present, you know, he was going through something sad and depressing, so it was cold, it was dark, it was hints of blue and gray, versus when talking about the past, it was summer, it was bright, it was oversaturated, and you almost were like, oh, this was a happy time. Now, I gotta say, I give the green light to watch this film, and if you know the movie, there's a lot of symbolism when it comes to the green light. I did like that they had the green light in the beginning and the end of the film to kind of wrap up the story together like a book. Overall, this movie does its point, and it shows the aesthetic and romanticizes the 1920s, which people love. Using big actors like Leonardo DiCaprio brings a fan base to this classic story and even literature, and it may inspire people to pick up the novel by Scott Fitzgerald. I think that in the future, if I ever throw a Roaring 20s party, I'll watch the film again for inspiration, but I don't think I will search for that film for a deeper message or meaning or inspiration for my life decisions. But that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.